Yeah.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. And were you raised in a traditional Tlingit household?
Well, we ate some of the food, and we learned a few of the words, but both of my parents had lost their culture because they grew up in that era where they didn't want anyone to speak the language anymore, and if they spoke it at school, they got punished severely.
Did they attend the Wrangell Institute?
My mom did.
Your mom did.
Mm-hmm. And it's so evident in her face whenever, well, right, you know, when my sister Lou and I first started performing Tlingit dances and songs and drumming, it was so evident in her face that it embarrassed her. Mm-hmm. She would get a real shamed look on her face. But she got over that after several years. But it took, you know, a long time for her to be comfortable with it.
Did she go past being comfortable eventually into having it as a part of her heritage and pride?
Yeah, she got herself some regalia. I forget what year it might have been. It was in the 80s. And so she got herself a really nice, they call it a tunic. You know what? It's a long dress with the fringes on the bottom. And these ones, the one she has, I think it's sort of like Athabaskan flowers sewed on it.
Okay.
Beadwork. And then she also got herself a blanket or a robe and with a wolf on it. And then she would get into the parades with us at celebration. And then she would get up on the stage, you know, as an elder and just sit there to support the youth. And us as we were dancing.
Great.
Yeah, her and my Aunt Christine Jenkins, Marchburg.
And will you be attending Celebration this year?
Yes, I will.
Mm-hmm. Great. What does being Kiksetti Yeti mean specifically to you?
It's a very special thing for me because I didn't know my grandparents. You know, they all passed away before I was born, except for my German grandfather. And what?
And that's Chrissy's father?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's half and half, you know, half Tlingit, half German, but, like my dad. But anyway, when I went over to Sitka, when I was in my 30s, I'm in my 60s now, and I went down to the A&B Hall because I was there for a Native Women's Conference. And they had a huge dinner there. And when I walked in, I felt like I was surrounded by love, you know, because I think because my grandparents had been there so many times that it was, their spirit was there to mourn me. And I really believe in that kind of stuff because, like...
I can grab you some tissues if you'd like.
Oh. All right.
Sorry.
So anyway, it was when, I forget what my last sentence was, about how when I walked into there, they had such wonderful food, and, you know, it's a really neat A&B hall. And then to know that my grandparents had been there time and time again, that, you know, because my grandmother, Elizabeth Catashan James, moved there to go to college at Sheldon Jackson. I think she went to high school, then college. And that's where she met Ray James Sr., and she married him, and he was the son of Amelia Cameron. And she's a well-known Kiksetti for... she did a lot of genealogy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and so... She's the one that is, you know, when my son Gary found our names at the museum in Ketchikan, and it was in Ron Olson's field notes, it said Amelia Cameron compiled this, and it had our bloodline, I mean, the Nanyais, because she took it down probably from my grandmother, because my grandmother was her daughter-in-law, and then also... my mother had, you know, in her autobiography, she wrote about her Kiksati relatives and how they fought in the Battle of Sitka.
With the Russians?
Yes, mm-hmm. against the Russians. And she said the women fought right beside the men. And, I mean, I can't imagine that. So, they'd have to be so brave. I mean, the Kiksati women. And I was thinking about, you know, after I saw you yesterday at Betty Knorr's, I was thinking about, well, it's still puzzling to me, you know, why the Tlingits picked the frog as one of their symbols. And I thought, you know, I could count on one hand how many times I've seen a frog. And, in this area, is it almost time to end?
we have some more time if you can.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, anyway, I got to get a drink of water.
Sure.
And I was thinking back to, you know, when I was writing my thesis and how, well, you know, I have a degree in psychology, so there's like this branch called Jungian psychology where, you know, whatever you see, like in other people or whatever, it's actually a reflection of yourself. You know, the admirable traits or the dark side. And so, when I was getting my American Indian Studies degree, we talked about that type of thing a lot in our classes. Excuse me, because, you know, when the human beings first became humans, you know, and they would look into the darkness and they would see, and they would come up with these stories, and it was actually about, you know, themselves, and it has a lot to do with, how do you say it, attributes and integrity, you know, all those the strength, human frailties, and so all these stories are about all that, you know. Then to hear, well, the frog's from the raven side, and the raven is the one that taught us everything that we know about the world, according to, you know, what those stories I've read. And, I had more stuff to say about that, but I get distracted every time you look down or look at the clock.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, no, we have plenty of time. It's only been half an hour, so we're good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so, anyways, the frog is very rare, that's what I think. You know, because since I did the Healing Heart in 2003... was a ceremony for Betty Knorr's daughter and granddaughter she had lost and to murder, and I had got to spend more time with her and got to spend more time with my auntie. And my dad died when I was young, so even though I valued my aunt and my uncles, you know, I didn't see them that often. I saw my auntie Chrissy a lot when I was growing up, but there were many years where we weren't spending time together, you know, because we're part German and we're both hot-headed. So we got angry about something years ago, and then my husband came and he brought us back together when I married him in 2004. But I would say we were alienated from, like, the early 90s until 2004.